T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
There hasn't been much going on at the Javits Center lately, but it will be busy starting today as it's turned into a state-run vaccination site. Meantime, the city is turning Citi Field into a round-the-clock vaccination site, as Glenn Shuck reports this morning. Glenn?
You'll recall the Javits Center here opened up as a field hospital during the start of the pandemic. Today, it opens again as a vaccination site for those already who have made appointments. This is state-run. Yesterday, the mayor announced a new 24/7 COVID vaccination hub that will be operated by the city at Citi Field by January 25th, and he says it'll be high volume.
This site will be run by our city health and hospitals. Our professionals will be out there at Citi Field. Tremendous capacity. We'll be able to do between 5,000 and 7,000 vaccinations a day.
Governor Cuomo stressing how hospitals still should be handling vaccines.
We have maintained the prioritizations of the hospital workers, nurses, doctors, still for the hospitals. Hospitals still must prioritize hospital workers.
State vaccination hubs also opening today in White Plains. Another will open up at Jones Beach tomorrow. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here outside Javits.
People flying into the U.S. from foreign countries are going to have to show a negative COVID test or proof of recovery. If not, they won't be allowed to get on the plane. That's effective 2 weeks from yesterday. And in California, Disneyland, which has been closed to the public since last spring, is being turned into a vaccination site. If you live in Jersey City, you may have to find some other way to get your Girl Scout cookies this year, as John Montone reports this morning. John?
Lee, Thin Mints will be missing for many homes, and the sale of Lemon Ups will be way down because Girl Scout Troop 12026 is boycotting the sale of Girl Scout cookies. As this young scout puts it,
I think it's right for child labor.
Child labor? Yes, children in Indonesia and Malaysia are being put to work harvesting palm kernels to produce palm oil. Troop leader Gina Vertibello tells News 4 New York.
It's not okay for things like palm oil, unsustainable palm oil, to be in these cookies.
And so Troop 12026 is abiding by the Girl Scout slogan, to help people at all times. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
A lot of people bought tickets for last night's Mega Millions drawing, but they all had one thing in common. None of them won the grand prize, $615 million, but that's okay. That just means the drawing on Friday will be worth $750 million, second highest Mega Millions jackpot ever. There's also Powerball, that's up there too. Grand prize for tonight's Powerball drawing, $550 million. Win them both, and then you're a billionaire, except you won't be, because you'll take the lump sum payout, which is like 25% less, and of course there are taxes. Many homeless made a home at Penn Station, but some say they're not getting the impression that they're welcome at the shiny new Moynihan Train Hall across the street. For one thing, there's no public seating in there, except in areas that are limited to passengers with tickets. The train hall is also closed between 1 and 5 a.m. when the subway is shut down. One homeless man who goes by the name Kush told City.NYC, "I've seen it from the door, and I know it's not for me, so I sleep somewhere else." A fire in the Bronx around 2 o'clock this morning killed an 84-year-old man. The fire department says Juan Melendez was dead before they could get to him in his apartment at 3215 Arlington Avenue in Spuyten Duyvil. Two other people were injured. There's no word yet on the cause of that fire. The Nets played last night, but Kyrie Irving didn't. Instead, he was on a Zoom call helping Tahani Abushi launch her campaign for Manhattan District Attorney. Irving has missed his last four games. No official explanation, but he's said to be upset over what happened at the Capitol last week. He also turned up on a video showing him at a birthday party for his sister, and he wasn't wearing a mask. The NBA's COVID-19 protocols prohibit players from going to bars or clubs or social gatherings with more than 15 people. Nets management say the matter is under review. If you've been waiting for a Cadillac that flies, your time has come. General Motors has unveiled a self-driving Cadillac that has four rotors and takes off and lands vertically and can fly from rooftop to rooftop at 55 miles an hour. It's also all electric. No word on when this will be in the showrooms, but Wall Street liked it. GM shares closed up 6% yesterday. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.